Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr on a Friday morning. Let's check farm news now. Fertilizer Institute applauded the House of Representatives for passing H.R. 4776, the Standard Permitting and Expediting Economic Development, or SPEED Act. The legislation focused on taking important steps to modernize the federal permitting process while maintaining strong environmental protection. Fertilizer production, highly capital-intensive, requires long-term investment in mines, manufacturing plants, and processing facilities, says the Fertilizer Institute President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch. Even with additional projects in development, after extensive environmental analysis, these projects too often face years of uncertainty due to duplicative reviews, poor coordination, and permitting-related litigation. This bill modernizes and reforms the National Environmental Policy Act review process, codifying a recent Supreme Court decision clarifying that environmental reviews should focus on impacts with a reasonably close causal relationship to the project under review. U.S. hog inventory growing as of December 1st. Let's get a report.
The final quarterly hogs and pigs report for 2025 presented by USDA reveals
there was 75.5 million hogs as of December 1st in the United States. That was 1% higher than a year ago.
Livestock analyst Michael McConnell adds breeding herd animals came in 1% lower from the previous year, but up slightly from the September forecast.
There's 2.9 million sows that were farrowed with a pigs per litter rate that was just slightly above a year ago. That resulted in a pig crop of 35 million pigs, which was virtually unchanged from a year ago.
And what do hog producers intend regarding farrowings in 2026?
Producers stated that their intentions for farrowing for the December to February quarter was 2.89 million sows farrowed. That's 2% higher than a year ago. And then for the quarter from March to May of 2026, they indicated they intended to farrow 2.91 million sows, which is also 2% higher than a year ago.
For only the second time this year, the overall rural Main Street Index climbed above a growth-neutral reading of 50. That's according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural 10-state region dependent on ag and energy. The December reading? 50.1. But its highest level since July, up from November's 44. Ernie Goss, Creighton University, author of the study, says weak ag commodity prices, high input costs continue to restrain economic activity in the 10-state region. For only the second time in the past 20 months, farmland prices expanded above growth neutral. Farm loan delinquencies only grew by 1.6%. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.